It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys on the phone lines. What a special day. And it's a special day every year around this time because it is the start of March Madness. It is the start of the Bracket of Hughes. And a congratulations to Joe Wechter, a WIP Hall of Famer. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I just wanted to take this time. I had a lot on my mind, but when you brought that up, I said I need to probably pivot and talk about my man, Joe Wechter. I just want to say thank you to Joe. Joe, I remember when I first started doing radio. And, you know, we used to do that when I used to work with Rob Cherry. And Joe used to talk about, you know, the callers. And he was like, don't tether yourself to the call board. Because, you know, we tend to because we want to see how many people calling. I remember him telling me, and it always stuck with me, there's more people that listen to radio than actually interact with radio. Now, shout out to all the people that we interact with on a daily basis. But I want to send a special shout out to all those people that listen to the station that don't interact with us, but you listen to us every day. We appreciate you, all of you people. All you guys, because I didn't want to, you know, be hitting y'all with the you people.
Well, that's a Hugh Douglas right there. No, we appreciate everyone, and we appreciate Joe, who has been here for 38 years. Special day for him today, and it's so well earned. He's a huge part,
big part
of why WIP became what it
the
became.
The juggernaut.
Well, he is. I mean, he's an awesome guy, and he's great at what he did here. We're going to pay homage to Joe over the course of our show as well today. 215-592-9494 gets you. All right, it is a fun day, Hugh Douglas. We had a couple things going on. NCAA tournament today, which I always love this time of year. I'll be watching all the
March
games.
March Madness.
Yeah, the Bracket of Hughes, which we will start throwing matchups at you guys coming up in a little bit as we decide and we crown the best of all Hughes personalities here. But Hugh, it's also today, 1 week away from the start of the Major League Baseball season. The Phillies will open in Washington next Thursday against the Nationals. We're here. I mean, we went to spring training, we came back, and now we are here 1 week away from the start of Major League Baseball. And Hugh, there's something interesting that I'm noticing that has been out there a lot lately this spring, and it's a little different compared to last year. So I remember last year, after a couple years of the Phillies being in the wild card round, there was a lot of discussion on WIP, is this the year to win the division, right? And then they went out there, they won the division. And this spring, there's been very little talk about the importance of winning the NL East. It's more like, hey, yeah, just we'll see what happens in the playoffs. Even to the point, I'm listening this morning, and the morning show is talking about what's top of mind, you know, a week out till opening day. And Joe said he wasn't sure if he even felt like he wanted them to win the division. And I understand the sentiment because we've seen how the format has changed in the baseball playoffs the last few years. But I'll come out and say it. Yes, I want the Phillies to win the division. And yes, I think it should be important to win the division. The way I view it is, it feels like the Phillies have talked themselves into a pretzel the last few years. Should we try to win the division? Should we go all out? Do we have to press early? Should we hold back for the end? Here's the bottom line. Just be the best team you could be and get ready throughout the season to win the World Series. And I look at it like this. Number one, this division is hard. And if you don't win this division, you're going to be in the wild card mix. If you're in the wild card mix, there's no guarantee to make the playoffs. There's other good wild card teams. And I don't want to have to play a wild card series if I don't have to. I want the Phillies to win the division. They won it last year. I think it should be important. I think it should be something they push for again this year. But I'm not sure, listening to those, you know, players, manager, if they're really going to go all out for 162 or kind of pull back. Hugh, where do you come down on this? Because it's weird. Other sports, it's obvious. Baseball has become a little bit more of gray area. Like, do you want to? Is it important? Is it necessary? Hugh, is it important to you for the Phillies to win the division?
Allow me to long talk for
here
a little bit.
Here he is,
man.
Long talking Douglas.
because the reason why is I feel like once when I long talk a little bit, I give people a better understanding of my position when it comes to this.
Right.
Now, I've been a part of two NFC championship games, and we finally got over the hump in the third one. And every year, you always go out in that year and say, okay, you set certain goals for yourself in order to get to the ultimate goal, and that's the Super Bowl. There's been a couple of times, Joe, where we've made those lesser goals, and the outcome wasn't what we wanted it to be.
Yep.
Now, I say all that to say, last year when the Phillies started the season, they wanted to have the best record in baseball. They wanted to win the division. That was one of the goals they set for the failure that they had the year before against the Arizona Diamondbacks because of the way that it went down. So they set out this year, and they did everything. They've accomplished most of the goals that they want to accomplish except for the last one, and that's to get to the World Series. I think that being down there in Clearwater the last couple of days and talking to the guys, the message is still clear. And the mission is still in front of them. But they're at the point now where they just want to get in the dance and win it. So they don't really care how they get there. I think the biggest key to this season is to be playing good baseball towards the end of the year. I think that's the biggest thing because we've seen so many different – we've seen wild card teams that get in. We've seen teams that didn't have the number one seed win it over the last couple of years. Yep. We saw a team that had the number one seed, a home field advantage, win it. So – I don't think that there's a right or a wrong way to get there. Just make sure that your bats aren't cold in what, December, January? What, December? I'm thinking about football.
September, October. Those bats are probably going to be cold in December and January.
I was doing well until I got to that end part.
I mean, man. Come on.
Damn it, man.
It's all right. I understand your point, but So here's my perspective on this. I think we're playing with a little bit of fire on this. So it's been a few years of this new format, right? And what I kept hearing last year was, well, you don't have to have home field. You don't have to have the idea of winning the division. But last year, the Dodgers did win their division and had home field. They won the World Series. The Yankees won their division and home field. They made the World Series. I just think over time, not having to play that first round series is going to be an important thing. Last year it was, the years before it wasn't, right? We don't know yet. That's not, as you would say, Hugh, it's an inconclusive study, this new playoff.
It's inconclusive.
It is. It's a Harvard-Hugh study.
You. That's Harvard.
But my instinct is it's better to have home field and the first round bye than have to play a three game series. And, you know, you might call this alarmist chili, or you might call this plant based chili. I'm just going to say it this way. Guys, I'm not sure if the teams that finish second and third in the NL East are guaranteed to make the playoffs. I'm going to make this very clear. I think the Phillies are a playoff team. But if they don't win the division, the NL has a lot of good teams. Like, you could miss out on the playoffs if you don't win the division. The way I look at it is like this. The NL Central has to have a team. That's one. The Dodgers are going to be in the playoffs. So there's two teams.
Mm-hmm.
That means four other teams will make the playoffs. And of these five, that means one of these five teams will not.
The Braves are going to be better.
Braves, Mets, one of those will win the division, or one of the Phillies.
Braves. Oh, wait, I'm just saying, that was just the first team that popped in my head.
Yeah, Braves. I'm sure it was.
Good morning, Atlanta.
There it is. Braves, Mets, Padres, Phillies, Diamondbacks. Just the math says one of those teams is not going to make the playoffs because there's only three wildcard spots. So I don't want to be in a thing where we enter September, it's like, uh-oh. Your Braves or Mets are five up in the division, and whichever one you think is better. And the Phillies are in a good spot, but they're fighting with the Diamondbacks, fighting with the Padres, fighting with the other NL East team. Like, the playoffs are not a lock if the Phillies don't win the division. So I want to push for it, and I just think having that goal is a good thing. I don't want the Phillies to kind of meander through the regular season and say, we'll just turn it on when we get there. 215-592-9494. Let's hear if Dave Dombrowski asked on the morning show a couple weeks ago about this exact topic, because it's one we've spoken about for a couple years. Is this important? Should the Phillies go to try to win this division? Here's Dave on the idea of the division versus not winning it.
Is it better to win the division or not?
Well, you're going to try to win the division. That's the way it is, because you're going to try to win every game you possibly can.
Yeah.
And I the way I answer that question, which is a taking an easy way out. If you, I would rather go into the wild card if you guaranteed me we win the first round.
No, but that's a great, you're right.
Yeah. That's fair.
Because then you're rolling.
Then I'm rolling.
Even
then
though you're playing the next series on the road in game one.
I don't care.
Yeah. I agree
because
with that.
Really,
that's where I'm at.
Really, it's
but you can't. But you can't guarantee it.
That's the problem.
Yeah,
because it's in a short series, in a three-game series, anything can happen.
Yeah,
you know, even much more so. So that's why, if you told me, I'd rather win the division and I take my chances, and I would like to approach that. Okay, how do we come in hot and play well, and that after a five-day layoff.
I thought that was a great answer by Dombrowski and Hugh, because they all reacted the same way when Dave said, well, if you told me we'd have to play in the wild card round and we'd win that round and then we'd go into the next one hot, I'd feel good about that. But then Joe jumped in and said, but you can't guarantee that. That's why it's a challenge when they think about this, because, yeah, of course everyone wants that. But what if you get picked off in that three-game series?
Yeah, but there's nothing guaranteed. You could win the division and still get picked off.
Well, the Phillies did last year, yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things where I look at it like this. Where do I have the best chance to play my best baseball? And I've always been in the mindset. It's kind of like running a lap or a sprint or whatever. You know, initially, you start running, your body's a little sore. You know, it takes a while to get going.
Yep.
You know, you got to get that lactic acid that has built up in your body. You got to get that out of there a little bit. But once you get going and it's smooth, now you can pick up the pace a little bit and you're used to it. That's kind of how I feel with any sport. Especially when you're talking about playing in the best of five or the best of seven series, is who has that momentum that's going to carry them.
Well, with an older team, Hugh, there's a chance the Phillies do it the way you're talking and kind of slow play this out of the gate. Look, Ranger Suarez has a sore back. We're going to get to the news what Topper said yesterday. There's a real chance that they put him on the IL to start the season. And then we see where he is, right? And Taiwan starts the rotation. I want the Phillies to try to win the division. I think it's important. I'm guessing a lot of people, though, after what's happened with this team the last three Octobers, are not going to agree with me today. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down on this? The Phillies are 1 week out. This morning they were discussing this. Topper's discussed it. Mm-hmm. Dombrowski's discussed it. We won the division last year. They did not the prior 2 years. Is it important to you for the Phillies to win the division?
I think to say it's not important, sorry, Hugh, is insanity. Like, it's just way too risky to go in and think that you're better off going in as a wild card where you could lose in a three-game series. Like, think about it this way. The National League is really good. I mean, it's way better than the AL. Our division might be the best division in all of baseball,
I
right?
I think it is. Best top three.
Right, so if we don't make the playoffs as the division winner, then you're already throwing elbows with the other team that's the odd team out, right? Whether that's going to be the Braves or the Mets. And then if you look down the way, the Dodgers, the Padres, the Diamondbacks, that's tough too. I mean, you'll risk missing the playoffs entirely if you don't go into this with the mindset that you need to win the division. And I think a lot of times fans, like, there's like a false correlation here with that, you know, the wild card, all of a sudden you have the hot bats, right? You're the hot team going into the playoffs. I understand that was kind of the way it went for us, but you pointed it out. Last season it was the Dodgers. It was the Yankees. Both teams won their division.
Yep.
People get too hung up on being hot where sometimes, and we just saw this as evidenced by last season, it is good to just be the better team. The Yankees, the Dodgers were the better team. And, you know, this is more of a minor point. But the fact that this team is a little bit older, I know it's only maybe three games, but you're just playing more games and you're playing longer into the season. If you do the wild card, like, I don't want to risk any chance of them running out of gas or them getting injured or them having a pitching issue, like anything like that. It's just there's too much risk involved with not wanting to go out there and win the division. Now, you know, we can go in as a wild card and we could be fine. We could win all the games. We can end up winning the World Series. But I think you have to go into this with the mindset that the division is the priority for the regular season.
I'm with you. Just try to win every baseball game. 215-592-9494. My concern is, the sense I get is the Phillies are going to try to be smart with an older roster and give guys days off. And I understand the logic to that. But I'm looking into the future, and they kind of slow play April. Ranger might be on the IL. They kind of, you know, they let Taiwan start the season in the rotation. All of a sudden, we're looking up on Labor Day. It's like, man, we're two games back of a playoff spot. Like, are we going to even make this thing? 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Good morning, Chris.
Happy Joe Wechter Day.
It is Joe Wechter Day here at WIP. What's up, Chris?
Guys, let me share a little Joe story for you. When I came into the studio that Friday before the Super Bowl to do my hype speech with y'all and, live on air, I did have the privilege of meeting Joe. He was in, I guess, his studio across the hall there. He did get, you know, hopped up, walked over, stopped what he was doing, said hello to us, was extremely kind. And I do have to share this. It made a huge impact on me. I mean, just a super nice guy. I mean, you could tell as soon as you meet the guy that he's just a really good dude. But actually, it was one of the rare times in my life where I was a little tongue-tied. You know, I know this is going to sound unusual for me, but I actually was a loss for words. Lord knows, you know, I can talk, and sometimes some people call it lawn talking. But it was an honor to meet the guy. So, Joe, congratulations, brother. Now, Let's pivot back over here to the topic of the day. The Phillies do not need to win the division. Only you know, non-baseball people, Hugh, would share that vision that they need to win, because you, they don't really know baseball like you and I do. The 2022, you know, wild card team, World Series, you know, lost in World Series. 23, you know, wild card team, lost in the NL Championship Series. You know, we win the division last year, first series out. So no. Sometimes, Hugh, you got these guys, they just don't understand it. They're so analytical. Analytics falls to the personnel sometimes. This team needs to stay locked in. They need to stay humble. Their mindset needs to be doing whatever it takes and not riding their ego. So they play best when their backs are against the wall. It keeps them focused, and for whatever reason, we've seen that. And to try to go against that because analytics says less games, shorter postseason equals more wins, doesn't work with this group, guys. So you got to get beyond that. So the most important thing that this team needs to do is they have to get hot after the All-Star break, like Mr. Baseball Hugh said, ride it hard and deep into the postseason. That's what needs to happen, all right? And I'm going to leave you with one last thing. To the GOAT at WIP, W-E-C-K-T-E-R, Wechter! Congratulations, Joe.
Unfortunately, you misspelled it.
Yeah, you know what? I think the thought that matters there. That's what matters.
It's the thought that counts.
By the way, on a day we honor Joe Wechter, I never thought that we'd live in a world where the WIP audience, a host here in Hugh Douglas, is advocating to not win the division. We're conceding the division.
That's true. Wechter would be very disappointed.
Braves or the Mets.
I'm not conceding anything. I am trying
unbelievable.
I'm trying to figure out a better way to get to the ultimate goal, because we've tried it both ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had the Cinderella story early on. Then we had the debacle in Arizona. We came back with a new resolve and did everything that we set out to do.
And that didn't work either, right?
And it didn't work. So now, I mean, I would like to win the division, but I'm not pressed.
I know. I'm just disappointed.
I think it's plant-based. It's more what's going to put me in the best position to be the best me I could be late in the season.
All I know is Angelo's out there, Wechter's out there, and the
radio icon.
The foundation of WIP would be so disappointed that so many people are plant-based and don't want to win the NL East. 215-592-9494. Is it important for the Phillies to win the division? I think it is. Hugh doesn't. Now, he long talked through it, but I understand his point. 215-592-9494. It is shameful on today.
All right, go to hell.
All right. Your calls on the Phillies. Is it important to win the division? Plus, it's March Madness specifically for the bracket of Hugh Douglas. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to toss to you a matchup at the end of your phone call, and the Hugh that you pick advances to the next round. That's coming up. Plus, the latest on Ranger Suarez is back. 215-592-9494. It's a midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. They know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. It's more affordable than you think. They'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Oh, one of the great sounds in sports. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys. Yes, today, about an hour and a half from now, they tip off the NCAA tournament, and a mere moments from now, we tip off the bracket of hues. We have in front of us 64 versions, personalities, different hues that we hear from on a daily basis. And here's what we're going to do. Hugh, just like the NCAA tournament, we will go through two regions today. So we will knock out two regions first round today, and we will have winners in each region in terms of the first round. So it's going to be amazing. So we will throw a matchup at you guys at the end of your call if you want one, and you pick the winner, and that team, or that I guess I should say that team, that Hugh Douglas moves on. We'll get to that. 215-592-9494. This hour on the WIP Midday Show today, brought to you by or fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. On the day we honor Joe Wechter here at WIP, the newest WIP Hall of Famer I'm channeling my inner Joe, my inner Angelo, saying, yes, the Phillies should win the division. It is important. Hugh thinks it's not as important. I think a lot of people are going to agree with you today. Where do you come down? Is it important for the Phillies to win the division? We are 1 week out from opening day. Let's hear JT Realmuto talking about the idea of playing their best baseball at the end of the season, which speaks to what Hugh was mentioning earlier. Here's JT.
Where is this team mentally? Because it's been a really great last 3 years, but you haven't gotten over the hump yet. And last year, I just, for the fan base, was really disappointed the way last year ended against the Mets. Where are you guys in terms of how you talk about expectations among yourselves?
Well, first of all, for the team, we were just as disappointed as the fan base was, for sure, after that Mets series. So I think we're just focused, honestly. I don't think there's much need to talk about what we want to do because we have talked about it so much in the past and we haven't been able to climb over that hill yet. So I think everybody's just focused, and we clearly all have one goal in mind. We just don't feel the need to talk about it this year. We know how hard it is. We know how we have to be playing the right baseball at the right time. So we need to be able to make those adjustments when things aren't going well our way in the playoffs. We have to be able to make those adjustments in real time and not sit on our hands. And so we know this year things have to be different. We got to be able to make those adjustments.
So JT talking about the end of the season last year and the disappointment they had, and really no matter what they do, the funny part is no matter what they do, win the division or not, mm-hmm. it's all going to come down to what they do in the postseason, yeah. right? Like that's all we're going to judge.
I think that's where everybody is, Joe. I mean, it's not being disrespectful because you always at the beginning of the season you set goals for yourself, but sometimes when you fall short of those goals that you set, you kind of the goal is still, you still want that, but you got to kind of adjust a little bit, and you have to kind of do a little bit of soul searching. What I got from JT and those guys, we got a chance to talk to them, they still believe they can win it all. They just need to figure out how to be viable towards the end of the year.
Let me ask you a question. Let's workshop this a little bit.
Workshop it. We can do that.
All right, well, let's workshop this. So I think we all know, and we've watched this Phillies group enough, Hugh, for years, that when the game starts, mm-hmm. the lineup on the field will try to win the game, right?
Yeah.
They're not going to throw games. But, Hugh, you know there's a difference in sports between putting your foot on the gas as a team, front office, coach, players, and not. So when we talk about them not, it's not important to win the division, when I hear that, I'm thinking, and if they're thinking that way, like in September, hey, Schwarber's played 6 games in a row. Back's a little sore today. Some years he might play. This year, maybe we sit him down because they're an older team and the playoffs are the goal, not every single win.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, and I understand why you hear it that way. I don't hear it that way.
So what is, like, when it's not important, what does that mean practically?
See, that's the thing. You took it as it's not being important.
Well, like
it's important, but it's not the end all to be all. That's not the path to go there. Because okay, let's use the Mets for an example. The Mets looked like hot garbage before they got to London, and then when they got to London, they went on a tear so much so that we were like, oh, don't even worry about that. It's the Mets.
But deep down, we knew.
But that's what I'm saying, because we talked about it for weeks, and I remember having conversations with you. He was like, well, you know, the Mets are playing well, and we kind of just was like, well. And then look what happened.
Well, they were like the Phillies of the past 2 years.
Yes. So I think that the Phillies are looking at that and were like, well, hell, we did it the right way. We won the games, but we saw how there were power outages. There were sputtering down the break. So I think that you could still want to win the division, but you have to be smart about how you do that. And a guy that jumps out to me, Castellanos. And I know I'm saying it wrong, so y'all ain't got to text Kyle.
Constantino.
And tell him,
it's baseball. It's officially baseball season.
Yeah, and tell him that I'm saying it wrong because
they're
going to
text me anyway.
Yeah, they're going to do. I know, but I'm just letting
tweets
you know.
Are about
so
to come.
Don't save your characters because it's not that big of a deal. Mm. But like last year, he was the Iron Man. Now during the stretch of that season, he struggled for a long stretch, but they kept him out there. So now maybe instead of leaving him out there, you give him a couple days of rest. Mm. Say, hey man, we understand you did it last year. We commend you for that. We're trying to do things a little different. That's how I look at it, Joe. It's the goal is still there. The goal is still present. But you want to try to do things a little bit different to try to get different results. Because the definition of insanity, what's the definition? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting the same results.
Yep.
That's kind of how I'm looking at it.
All right. Well, that's fair. But I do think if they're putting their foot on the gas like they did last year and it worked to win the division, it probably changes the way top managers. One of those things we could see early in the season is how they get through the latest with Ranger Suarez. So Ranger Suarez has a sore back, which is not great. It's similar to what happened last year, and it knocked him out. Back.
Any thoughts, Hugh?
You read my mind. I'm going to keep it to myself, though.
Okay.
Why still here?
Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't know the family situation.
Swinging from the chandelier.
All I know is he's not feeling great, and I'm not sure if he's going to be ready for opening day next week or his first start. Let's hear Topper yesterday on Ranger Suarez.
Ranger's got a little stiff back right now. So, pulling back. That's why we haven't announced anything on that rotation and who's pitching when and who's got the home opener and all that stuff. Because we can move people around.
Okay, so Ranger is similar to last year's back injury?
Not quite as bad. So the next 24, 48 hours will tell us a lot.
All right, so we'll await word on Ranger Suarez. But, Hugh, you know what it means if there's no Ranger Suarez to start the season. Come on down, Taiwan Walker. Likely back in the rotation. So yesterday, Taiwan, now to be fair, has had a pretty good spring. But yesterday, in what may be his final tune-up or one of his final tune-ups for opening day, did you see what Taiwan did yesterday?
What did he do?
3 2/3, 6 runs on 9 hits allowed.
Oh.
Yankees smacked him around yesterday.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I might be... getting his rub. Didn't Cole Hamels say he liked the way he looked?
He did. Well, that was before yesterday. Can't imagine he liked it yesterday.
Well, I mean, you know, everybody has. What'd you say?
Are you calling out?
No, I'm just trying to remember.
Do you know baseball,
remember.
Cole? Hugh Douglas challenges Cole Hamels' knowledge of pitching.
Listen, I promise you, that's not what I'm doing.
Not because
I just thought it was like, wait a minute. He got knocked around, but it happens. I mean, I'm not, you know, it's not the end of the world.
It's
happens.
Happened for his whole career at the Phillies. He stinks in Walker.
So you know what, Joe? You've been on a heater the last couple of days. Kyle, can I just take this moment?
Are you going to blame me for the Phillies sending down Garrett Stubbs?
Yes.
I didn't do anything.
Yes, I am. Does anybody else find it ironic that Joe dropped that gem on us yesterday and they sent him down the next day? And this is what makes it worse. This is what makes it absolute worse, Joe, is when you said he's a glorified DJ. He's about to go DJ in AAA. And I thought that was real disrespectful.
And that's exactly where he's
at. And then on my way to work this morning, I was late because of traffic, and I'm talking to Kyle, and I heard Kyle say over the phone, he's like, yeah, they sent Garrett down. And I'm like, stop playing. I could not believe it because of the timing. You said this yesterday. Like, we say a lot of stuff, and sometimes the stuff that we say eventually comes true.
Yeah.
But damn it, man, this was the next day they sent him down. The absolute next day. You jinxed that man.
No,
that's
I
your
did
fault.
Not. That, no, that little bit, this little is bit. Not me.
You,
this
you,
is on him.
You called him.
Some would say, someone just called it foresight.
Yeah, right. or some would say they're trying to win the division, and Rafael Marchand gives him a better chance.
We had this whole conversation about JT. And who is his backup? And you just dropped, like, out of the blue. Oh, he's going out of AAA. He's a glorified DJ.
Well, he could be the best AAA DJ ever.
I'd be damned if they didn't send him down.
They did. Marshawn's going to be the backup. All right, 215-592-9494. Along with your calls on all this, it is your chance to weigh in on the bracket of Hugh. So this is going to be very simple. We give you a matchup at the end of the call. You pick the winner, and that Hugh Douglas moves on as March Madness tips off here on the Midday Show. Is it important for the Phillies to win the division? Yes! Even though Hugh doesn't believe so. Will in the Northeast is up. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Will, what's up?
Oh, man, listen, I just, you know, I'm not all for the we gotta win the division at all. I just want to win, man. Like, just stay focused on what we really need to do. And I think they just need to, like, come on. You got to bring some small ball into play, man. We gotta get on base at least. We're not going to knock it out the park every time, man. And that's what they got to, like, really start to work on. Because, like, if we go into this season the same way as last season, we're going to get the same results or probably even worse. You know what I mean? So I just think, like I said, our manager, you got to manage the team, man. And especially in certain situations and against certain teams, man. You can't just keep having that laid-back little, you know, I don't like that. Like, tell the team what the hell they need to do and get these guys on the ball, man, because, listen, we done been there over and over and over again. And guess what? We getting the same result every time. This is a whole new season. This is the season to do it, man. And I know y'all could do it because y'all are the best team in the league. I'm just waiting for y'all to wake up and realize it. That's all it is. Because I think they just stuck the window like, oh, man, listen, I don't think we can get it done. Well, okay, since you want to give me the music, listen, it's time, baby. This is our year. This is Philly's year, man. Let's keep the winning going. Be the team to beat. All y'all got to do is all come together. We all got to come together as one, man. Do what you need to do. Everybody do their job. And guess what? We're going to keep pushing. We're going to keep winning. And guess what? This year, the Philly's going to win everything. Because Philly is on the road, baby. Take over. Yeah. So that's all I got, baby.
Give me a Wechter chant. Give me a Wechter chant, Will.
Not a Wechter
chant. You're the best, baby. Listen, I wish you all the best. You've been a great man on sports radio station. Everybody loves you. Everybody respects you. And guess what? Keep doing what you're doing and enjoy the rest of your life, baby. One love, Philly.
Oh, I love it. Will, you ready for the Bracket of Hughes?
Yes, sir.
All right, you get our first matchup. We're tipping this thing off. In the top left of our bracket, all right? You're going to get...
Oh, hold up. I can't hear you.
Will, you there?
Oh, he done fell off.
Oh, no, Will.
I can't hear you.
No.
What happened to my phone?
Got that cricket.
Hello?
Got that jitterbug. Wait, we're going to do it on yours real quick.
I can't hear you. My bad.
All right, Will.
I can't hear y'all. Something went wrong with the phone or something.
We hear you. You got that bootleg.
Hey, Will.
There's actually something hilarious about this that we're hearing, Will. All right, Will. There's something poetic about the Bracket of Hughes starting and the first game is delayed.
A disaster.
Yeah.
Why are everybody looking at me? I didn't have nothing to do with this.
This is your tournament. This is the tournament of Hugh Douglas's.
I had nothing to do with this.
All right, let's go to Jay in Philly, who's up next, talking about the Phillies winning the division. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Jay, what's up?
Hey, look, man, I know I'm not going to get the music on my call. Because best team in baseball is crazy. Oh, but,
yeah, that's the Dodgers until we take it from them.
Easily, man. but they haven't won enough to say to pick and choose how they're going to win. They got to try to win every game, man. They got to try to win every game, and they got to try it with a different approach. And man, if that means from the beginning of the year, you know, we don't win a division, but we have a different approach and we see improvement, then I'm with that. But to just say, let's go in as a wild card, that's crazy. So we're not trying to win a division and win as many games as possible? Man, that's not even how sports and culture is. So I can't see that.
Yeah, Jay, I like the way you frame it. They haven't won enough to decide how they play. Like, they just go out there and play your best baseball, win the most games, and let the chips fall where they may. Jay, that's where I'm at. Are you ready for a Hugh Douglas matchup here, Jay?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to start in the top left region here with the 4-13 matchup, the 4 seed, a team that's made a big run lately, and that would be Pop-Pop Douglas, who we almost lost at the airport. And he then Pop-Pop matches up with No Coat Douglas, who we knew for a long time here in Philadelphia, refusing to get a coat in the winter. Who wins this one, Jay, Pop-Pop or No Coat Douglas?
You know what? Just because of the run that No Coat Douglas had, I'm gonna get an upset.
No Coat. A 13 over a 4. We are rolling here in March.
Pop-Up going and getting knocked out in the first round is a huge upset.
It's tough. I mean, they're all good. I mean,
the longevity alone, man. That's true. He's got to keep going.
Yeah, it's an older team.
It is. Good stuff, Jay.
Jay, thank you for listening, man. That's funny. I mean, this is funny. This is
real Jay,
funny.
Jay, good job there. So that's true. You gave the people here 2 years of content with No Coat Douglas.
No, listen. Jay, I appreciate the fact that you've listened to this show long enough to have some context about me and my coach struggles. I finally got a coat, though. I got it out of storage.
Yep.
And I washed it. So I'm good to go next year.
So I
got a couple coats, as a matter of fact.
Well, how about that? A brand
Man,
new
look
Q.
At, look at God.
So when Kyle and I and the committee got to seeding this thing, I did start to realize there could be a lot of upsets. Because you could go, I was throwing, you know, Hughes at Kyle, and I was like, what seed do we got with this one at? And it was like a 10 or 11. This is as deep, this bracket is deeper than the one that will tip off at about 12 o'clock today with the NCAA. I mean, there's more good teams in this bracket than the real one here. All right, Will in the Northeast is back up. Will, is that phone better now?
Yeah, we clowned you, Will.
Well, I heard it over the radio.
Well, I could hear you, but you couldn't hear us. It was awesome.
I think I hit the speaker by mistake.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That happens. Okay. All right, are you ready for a Hugh Douglas matchup here?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's keep it in the top left region of our bracket here, and you have to pick between these two Hugh Douglases.
Okay.
Let's go with this. A three seed, one we knew for a couple years, just until recently, and that would be Homeless Hugh, who lived out of a hotel, or Rabbit Hole Hugh, who goes into a rabbit hole on his phone and his algorithm, and we lose him here. Homeless Boy. Hugh versus Rabbit Hole Hugh.
Oh, man, listen. He was talking about getting his house, I'm getting out of the basement, no, it's like, no. But listen, I'm going to go with Homeless Hugh, man.
Homeless Hugh for the win.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Hugh, and Will, good phone call, buddy. We're glad you were able to call back.
Homeless was my dark horse.
Oh, that's
dark
yeah?
Horse. Yeah, that's my dark
that's
horse.
That's how you picked it yesterday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I picked Homeless Hugh for the win. I picked Homeless Hugh.
Well, what is it like looking at a bracket of all your own personalities?
You know what, man? It's humbling, to be totally honest. If I'm being honest,
yeah,
it's humbling because I'm like, damn. I'm working with you. It, you know what it makes me do, Joe? It's like, damn, I wonder what you thought about me when we met and you started meeting all these different people.
He's an idiot.
No, I mean, it's just humbling. And it's also humbling that people that listen to our station, they have a memory of one of these people that I am that they remember. You know what I mean? That's pretty humbling, too. It really is.
The moment for me this all came together, and it was a long time ago now, but I think it was the day that you became plant-based Hugh. That was the one when I started to click in my head that there really are different Hugh Douglases, and we get a different one on the regular here. I mean, there's all these different ones. All right, so the first couple matchups, the winner, No Coat Hugh knocks out Pop-Pop Douglas.
I'm disappointed. In
yeah,
Pop-Pop,
y'all
man.
Definitely.
They folded y'all in the first round.
Yeah, it sounds
y'all
to me.
Thought that was going to
they
be
went
a
in
deep
so
run.
Hot. Yeah. And then just.
It sounds to me like Kyle put a couple dollars on FanDuel on Pop-Pop Douglas.
Very let down.
And he's out. All right. 215-592-9494. Is it important for the Phillies to win the division? I believe it is. Hugh does not. There's a sense out there that this isn't important. I heard this morning DeCameron was talking about how he didn't even know. It is a weird thing to say because typically a season starts in any sport and you want your team to win the division. I mean, like, that's just the normal thing, right? You look at the teams, look at the competitors in your division, and you want to win that. That's the simplest and easiest route to the postseason. But in baseball the last few years, it's been changed a little bit. I mean, that's yeah. the new format has at least added some, Now, last year, to be fair, Hugh, both teams that made the World Series were division winners, mm-hmm. and they had the bye. So maybe this is about to even out. We shall see over the next couple seasons. 215-592-9494. Is it important for the Phillies to win the division as we are a week out from opening day? Of course, it's also March Madness. The real tournament tips around 12 o'clock. Our tournament has tipped off here. Your bracket of Hughes is set. We'll give you a matchup when you call in. You get to decide which Hugh Douglas moves on, as in a few weeks, we crown a champion of all the Hugh Douglases here in Philadelphia. Plus, coming up on the other side, something hit me after re-listening to the Brandon Graham press conference, because there was so much in there. It was great to hear from Brandon Graham and everything he wanted to share with the city of Philadelphia a couple days ago. But he said something there, kind of really highlighting what he did here late in his career, what the role he served late in his career. And I think it kind of points to something the Eagles need to go find now as we enter this next wave of this offseason. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Is it important for the Phillies to win the division? We are a week out from opening day. We'll continue the conversation, all your phone calls as well on this, the bracket of Hughes, and the Eagles, something I think they need to do as this offseason moves along. It is the Midday Show on a special March Madness and Joe Wechter Day. And if you want to bring your Joe Wechter stories, even your Wechter chants that are misspelled, we'll take them too on the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is in the air. And you know what else is in the air? The smell of bacon cooking. But not only bacon. It's time to take cooking outside again, people. Picture this. You're in the backyard with that bacon cooking, and you have a juicy Hatfield marinated tenderloin on the grill. And just like I said, on the flat top is the bacon sizzling to perfection. Now that's the summer that I'm talking about right there. Longer days and great food with family and friends. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.